In the stillness of the small beige waiting room, Eureka's bad ear rang. She massaged it, a habit since the accident, which had left her half deaf. It didn't help. Across the room, a doorknob turned. Then a woman with a gauzy white blouse, olive green skirt, and very fine, upswept blonde hair appeared in the lamplit space. Eureka? Her low voice competed with the burbling of a fish tank that featured a neon plastic scuba diver buried to his knees in sand, but showed no sign of containing fish. Eureka looked around the vacant lobby, wishing to invoke some other, invisible Eureka to take her place for the hour. I'm Dr. Landry. Please come in. Since Dad's remarriage 4 years ago, Eureka had survived an armada of therapists. A life ruled by three adults who couldn't agree on anything proved far messier than one ruled by just two. Dad had doubted the first analyst, an old-school Freudian, almost as much as Mom had hated the second, a heavy-lidded psychiatrist who doled out numbness and pills. Then Rhoda, Dad's new wife, came onto the scene, game to try the school counselor and the acupuncturist and the anger manager. But Eureka had put her foot down at the patronizing family therapist, in whose office Dad had never felt less like family. She'd actually half-liked the last shrink, who touted a faraway Swiss boarding school, until her mother caught wind of it and threatened to take Dad to court. Eureka noted her new therapist's taupe leather slip-ons. She'd sat on the couch across from many similar pairs of shoes. Female doctors did this little trick. They slipped off their flats at the beginning of a session, slid their feet back into them to signal the end. They all must have read the same dull article about the shoe method being gentler on the patient than simply saying time was up. The office was purposefully calming. A long maroon leather couch against the shuttered window, two upholstered chairs opposite a coffee table with a bowl of those coffee gold-wrapped candies, a rug stitched with different colored footprints. A plug-in air freshener made everything smell like cinnamon, which Eureka did not mind. Landry sat in one of the chairs. Eureka tossed her bag on the floor with a loud thump. Honors textbooks were bricks, then slid down low on the couch. Nice place, she said. You should get one of those swinging pendulums with the silver balls. My last doctor had one. Maybe a water cooler with the hot and cold taps. If you'd like some water, there's a pitcher by the sink. I'd be happy to... Never mind. Eureka had already let slip more words than she'd intended to speak the whole hour. She was nervous. She took a breath and re-erected her walls. She reminded herself she was a stoic. One of Landry's feet freed itself from its taupe flat, then used its stockinged toe to loosen the other shoe's heel, revealing maroon toenails. With both feet tucked under her thighs, Landry propped her chin in her palm. What brings you here today? When Eureka was trapped in a bad situation, her mind fled to wild destinations she didn't try to avoid. She imagined a motorcade cruising through a ticker tape parade in the center of New Iberia, stylishly escorting her to therapy. But Landry looked sensible, interested in the reality from which Eureka yearned to escape. Eureka's red Jeep had brought her here. The 17-mile stretch of road between this office and her high school had brought her here. And every second ticked toward another minute during which she wasn't back at school, warming up for that afternoon's cross-country meet. Bad luck had brought her here. Or was it the letter from Acadia Vermilion Hospital, stating that because of her recent attempted suicide, therapy was not optional, but mandatory?